Judges, chapter 4. And the sons of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, when Ehud was dead. And Yahweh sold them into the hand of Jabin king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, who dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the sons of Israel cried to Yahweh, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the sons of Israel. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Beth-El in the hill country of Ephraim, and the sons of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinoam out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, Has not Yahweh, the God of Israel, commanded, saying, Go and draw to Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and of the sons of Zebulun? And I will draw to you, to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into your hand. And Barak said to her, If you will go with me, then I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with you, notwithstanding, the journey that you take will not be for your honor, for Yahweh will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose, and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali together to Kadesh, and there went up 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now Eber the Kenite had separated himself from the Kenites, even from the sons of Hobab the brother-in-law of Moses, and had pitched his tent as far as the oak in Zananim, which is by Kadesh. And they told Sisera that Barak the son of Abinoam had gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people who were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles, to the river Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, Rise up, for this is the day in which Yahweh has delivered Sisera into your hand, has not Yahweh gone out before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And Yahweh discomfited Sisera, and all his chariots, and all his host, with the edge of the sword before Barak, and Sisera dismounted from his chariot, and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots, and after the host, to Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword, there was not a man left. Nevertheless Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Yael the wife of Eber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Eber the Kenite. And Yael went out to meet Sisera, and said to him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, don't be afraid. And he turned in to her into the tent, and she covered him with a rug. And he said to her, Give me, I pray you, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk, and gave him drink, and covered him. And he said to her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it will be, when any man comes and inquires of you, and says, Is there any man here? Then you will say, No. Then Yael Eber's wife took a tent pin, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and struck the pin into his temples, and it pierced through into the ground, for he was in a deep sleep, so he swooned and died. And, look, as Barak pursued Sisera, Yael came out to meet him, and said to him, Come, and I will show you the man whom you seek. And he came to her, and saw that Sisera lay dead, and the tent pin was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin the king of Canaan before the sons of Israel. And the hand of the sons of Israel prevailed more and more against Jabin the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin king of Canaan.